Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in what the Word of God has to say about the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And in the Old Testament, there are numerous examples, types or shadows, if you will, of the Holy Ghost being given. In fact, I shared one yesterday about Saul, the first king of Israel, was basically the Holy Spirit came upon him and he prophesied. And so we see the presence of the Holy Spirit coming on a person empowers them. And that is what happens when someone is speaking prophetically. And so there are a lot of types, but just for the sake of time, I'm going to just deal with New Testament examples. And if you've been listening this week, some of them I've already shared, but just by way of review, in Matthew, in his gospel, in the 28th chapter, verses 16 through 20, we find that Jesus, when he gave the Great Commission, told his disciples to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world, end of the age. Amen. And he said to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And of course, one of the things he did, as he gave him the Great Commission, he says, do not depart out of Jerusalem. Stay there until you receive the empowering of the Holy Spirit, not many days hence. And in Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 17, Jesus upbraided the disciples in that previous verse because they didn't believe that those who told them that Christ was risen from the dead, and he spoke to them that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That's what the Word of God says. They shall take up serpents. That doesn't mean snake handling, but just dealing with demonic powers. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Supernatural preservation. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In St. Luke, the 24th chapter, verse 49, Jesus said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And then in John 14 and 16, again, these are the words of Jesus, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And in John 15, verse 26, Jesus declares that the Holy Ghost testifies of Jesus Christ. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. In fact, in Revelation, I don't remember the exact reference, but the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And so we see that the gifts of the Spirit, the empowering that he gives to his church, none of that has been done away with. If we ever needed it at any point in time in the church age, we surely need it as this age, the age of grace, the church age, draws to a conclusion. John the Baptist said, I indeed have baptized you with water. He was preaching the kingdom of God. It talked about repentance unto salvation. But in referring to Jesus in Mark, the first chapter, verse 8, it says, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And then I did share this earlier on a broadcast. Jesus didn't begin his public ministry until after he was sealed with the Holy Spirit. In John, that first chapter, verses 29 through 34, Jesus, he went to be baptized of John, and John sort of is reluctant and say, I need to be baptized by you. And as Jesus came up out of the water by immersion, he saw the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus in bodily form as that of a dove. And so if our heavenly example, which is Jesus, he was very God and very man. He was born of a virgin, flesh and blood as we are. He was sealed with the Holy Spirit before he began his ministry. And if he promised the Holy Spirit to us, in fact, he commanded his disciples to wait, to tarry in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit was given. And 40 days later, indeed, the Holy Spirit descended with spectacular signs, a rushing mighty wind. It appeared, as it were, tongues of fire sat upon their heads. Well, that was done for that day. And not only that, as I mentioned earlier, many of the people who were gathered in Jerusalem at that time, they were foreigners, they were travelers from other nations. And what made it so significant was that they heard their own language being spoken by ignorant or unlearned or uneducated the disciples. And so it was a sign. And what were they saying? The wonderful works of God. Praise God. So if indeed Jesus commanded his disciples to, before they began their ministry, receive the power of the Holy Spirit, how then can we, looking at these numerous scriptures, say that it really isn't for us today? There was never a term limit put on it, a time limit, if you will. And as I said, it was Acts, that first chapter, verses 4, 5, and 8, that Jesus commanded the disciples to stay there until they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. And there was no question. It was so dramatic that it was very evident the Holy Spirit had come. And because also they were hiding. They were fearful. And when the Holy Spirit came upon them, remember, Peter went and preached his first tremendous message, and 3,000 were added to the church that day. And before that, they were fearful for their lives. They were concerned about the Romans, what Jesus had experienced. And yet, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they not only had power, but they had the conviction that this was what their Lord wanted. And he gave the ability to do it. You know, God is so gracious and merciful. He doesn't ask anything of us if we are not able to do it through his strength, through his anointing. There may be some of you that even right now, there you feel the Lord has just moved on your heart, or perhaps someone's made a request of you to do something, and you just don't feel capable of it. You don't feel qualified. You don't feel maybe you have the education, you have the knowledge of the Word of God, whatever it is, you're feeling intimidated. But if God has opened this doorway, if there's an invitation that he's extended to you, then perhaps he wants you to say, Lord, it's your strength, it's your anointing, it's your ability, and go in faith, because he never makes a promise without being able to fulfill it. And that power, the gifts that we have within us, this treasure that we have in earthen vessels, it is given so that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's not our education, it's not our background, it's not our instruction, it's not our experience. It is the power of God. And in fact, the disciples, those who were unlearned, ignorant fishermen, they couldn't believe that they were speaking and testifying in the power that they had, because they didn't have that education. They were unlearned. And yet God will take the foolish and weak things of the world to confound the wise and the mighty and the strong. the Lord just loves to do stuff like that. Praise God. And also in Acts, the second chapter, let me turn there, verses 38. This was Peter was speaking, and in verse 38, he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And that just doesn't refer to geographical distance, but even time. God's power, His truths, His realities transcend time. And the truths that He gave to the saints of old, they're for us today. God has been faithful through every generation. And, you know, I don't know if you've shared or had a chance to understand or read much about the saints of the New Testament beyond the apostolic age. For example, St. Patrick, he worked signs and wonders. God always gave evidence of His power, evidence of His faithfulness, the reality of His existence and His power through the church throughout the ages. And certainly in the 20th century, the outpouring out of Azusa Street, there was the empowering again. It was the Holy Spirit. And He gave the Holy Spirit anew and afresh for those who were seeking, not just on at Azusa, but in various locations around the world. Praise God. So on that day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came upon the whole body of believers. And after Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon people. How? By the laying on of hands. Because first, as you know, it was only preached to the Jews. And then as we read the book of Acts, we find that the Gentiles were also included. Well, my time has come to a close. I must bring this broadcast to a close. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. You may write by and send your letter, or if you choose email, please, if you prefer convenience, do that. And if you'd like a personal answer, just include your mailing address so that I may respond personally. However, I will always confirm receipt and pray. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you and pray for you every day, my radio family, my UCM partners. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.